little night church. We're excited about that. I'm going to praise his name, for he is good and he is merciful. He is gracious and he is kind. I just want to take a moment to just tell God thank you for his goodness and his mercy. We're so glad that you are able to tune in on our Sunday evening Bible call. We're not going to hold you very long, but we just need to take a moment to be grateful for his goodness and grateful for his kindness. We want to know that we know this weekend was a weekend by which many, many people are celebrating independence, but we're celebrating not only our independence, but we're celebrating our dependence, which we're depending and we're counting on God. I want to be able to share something with you on this evening. I want to say to you and I want to say to your family, our prayers are with you. Our hearts are with you. We're believing that God is going to continually and always will cover you with his everlasting blood, his covenant, and also his promises. For God will do what he says he will do. He will stand by his word. And my God, we know that he will come through. I'm grateful unto God, and I'm getting ready to share something with you on this evening that is on my heart to be able to share with you. I want to say this before I get into the word of God and the scripture just for a few moments. We're living in a season now to where our trust and our confidence is not only our sanity, but it's also our stability. It is crucial that you make sure and I make sure that we keep our faith in a place to where we know that God is our supreme source. He's our everlasting help. He's the great I am, and he's the God that knows exactly what he is doing. When I think about this season that we're in, when I think about how I pray and how I know you're praying, so many people, by now most of us, know someone in close location, a proximity, that's been fighting or maybe lost a loved one or maybe suffering something right now. But one thing I think we ought to all do is make sure that we stand in agreement with God as we move forward in these situations, knowing that God is in. He's in not some control. He's in total control of every situation that is happening in our life. You know, when I think about how it seems like when man decides or when man tries to make it appear as if though he or she is in control of situations, boy, we need to just go forth. And I said one thing that I love about God is this. If I love the fact that when God is in control of every situation, when God is in control of every circumstance, he makes all things well. I want to read two passages of scriptures from two different books, one verse each. First of all, I'm going to start out from Job 8 and 7. Job 8:7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. That's one. Now I'm going to reverse this. We're going to go to Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. We just done Job 8 and 7. Now we're going to Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. I'm going to say it again. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. I want to use this thought just simply to plant this in your mind and your spirit. It gets better than this. It gets better than this. I'm going to say that again. It gets better than this. When I think about the goodness of our God and how he has blessed us and how he has kept us, for many, they're thinking right now, is it going to get better? And sometimes when your faith gets cloudy, and oftentimes when your hope seems to lose some of its energy and momentum, you begin to deal with the voices of obscurity, wondering, will it get better? Wondering, will things turn? Wondering, will things change? Wondering if it will get any better than this. And oftentimes, as we go through life, we seem to have to deal with the diversity of circumstances to where when we are going through situations in our life, there are many people wondering, whether or not it should be a situation of the same, or will it get better? Being in the month by which we end, and this year has been a year like no other year in American history. There's never been a year like this year in all of American history, with some of the horrific things that we're witnessing, with some of the social injustices, with some of the economic challenges, some of the hatred, some of the divide, the racism, and just so many different things. So many Americans not having a job, so many people laid off, so many people have to sit in their homes and try to work, or so many people that have to go to the store and mask and just try to function, trying to protect themselves from something that they cannot even see. And now it brings us to the point, and the question is, will it get better? And if so, how will it get better? Many people are saying, you know, if it's going to get better, Pastor, then why does it seem like this process is taking so long? The process of pain. I want you to first of all understand that there are 3 points that I'm going to make about the fact that we have to make sure we keep a certain posture if it's going to get better. The first thing we have to understand is you cannot allow how you start out to determine how you're going to end up. Job 8:7 said, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Man, this year for many people didn't start out nowhere near where we wanted to. The bucket list looked like it's been flipped over the bucket. The dream board looked like it's turned into a nightmare. And it just seems like there's just nothing. It's just, you look like this process. It almost, there are people right now that are just saying, man, 2020 needs to be over. This year needs to be over. I need to be out of this year. When actually, your declaration could actually be an enemy against your expectation. Sometimes when you're going through circumstances in life, you have to sit down and revisit that the beginning is not going to dictate the end. I must understand that my start cannot determine my future. In other words, So many situations appear to have started a certain way and went left or went sour or just didn't go right. And the enemy wants our faith to follow our pain or be sunken or be drowned or end in the expectation of the process by which we never saw. I've said this more than once, and I'll say it again. At the end of the year, I was like, 2020 is going to be one of the best years of my life. God's going to manifest his miracles. And I said, my goodness, look like that statement right now is being tried. But one thing I learned about God, how can he and when does he get glory when everything has been perfectly set? Everything you expect, you get. Everything you pray for, it turns right away. But the truth of the matter is, God is looking for people. And he's wanting people to say, in spite of this beginning, God can still turn this situation and it can greatly increase. So number one, my star cannot determine my future. Number two is my expectation goes beyond my encounter. Man, we've encountered some things, good, bad, sad, could, should, and many situations just did not turn the way that we wanted them to, and my God, processes that we've gone through, we never would have wrote in our life. But when you trust God and understand his nature, understand his attributes, understand his power, understand his name, then you still do not have to lose your expectation because he already told us in Jeremiah 29:11, I already know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. I know the expected end. I know how it started out. I know what it looks like. I knew the economy was going to be salty. I knew there was going to be 40-plus Americans that was going to be out of job. I knew all of this. None of this surprised me. Corona didn't surprise me. Earthquakes haven't surprised me. Mudslides and floods and racism and separatism and all of these other things. I knew that the political fabric of our country was going to get nasty and shrewd. I knew this does not surprise me. And I knew that this was part of the end. This was part of my glory coming forth. This was part of the victory of understanding that I maintain the power. I can make sure that it gets better than this. But I'm testing your expectation. The question now becomes, what do you believe? Not just what do you say, because many people don't want to appear. I've been having multiple conversations with pastors and men and women of God, and I said, you know what? This is a preaching test. This is a declaration test. This is literally, God, I believe in all of the people who've had all these testimonies, or the prophets and all of these people who leading people into worship and telling them, come on, give God praise. God can do this. God can do this. Now you're being tested to see if your testimony is sure. To make sure that I'm preparing you for better. But I got to see if your posture, what happens to your posture when chaos happens? What happens to your posture when the world is shut down? What happens to your posture when you can't do what you used to do, when you can't function how you used to function, when you have to navigate another whole system to exist? What do you say now? How do you act now? What is your personality now? See, right now we live in a situation out there where you can't game your way out of this. You got faith your way out of this. There are a lot of Christians right now. There's a lot of situations right now. People want to tactic their way out of this. And there's an undercurrent of desperation. There's an undercurrent of panic. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you can't whine your way out of this. You can't panic your way out of this. You can't stress your way out of this. But my God knows I can expect my way out of this. I got to faith my way out of this. I got to be grateful. I got to be able to let him know that I know it's going to get better than this. As a matter of fact, me saying that it's going to get better than this is not even complaining. I have just turned up my expectation to another level to understand that God is in total control. My posture now has to be peaceful. My position in God has to be I rest and I trust in him. Rest doesn't mean don't do anything. Rest means to ask him for the instructions by which he wants to direct me to and direct me through and understand that when I trust him, all will be well. I told you, do thy beginning was small. So many times people blame how they started out or how it happened, the dysfunctionalism early on in the family. That's not to discredit it. That's not to say it will not affect you. That's not to say it's not real. Jesus was born in a manger. His family was on the run for 2 years, hiding because somebody was trying to kill him since his early days of being a child. But it will get better than this. Might have started out in a neighborhood that wasn't good. Might have started out in a family that had dysfunctionalism, but it gets better than this. Because better really is a mindset. Better really is a reality that if there was nothing to you, if there was not greatness that was designed for your life, then the enemy wouldn't be fighting you or wouldn't have fought you the way that he has fought you because he will know that the end is not going to be better. Job 8 and 7 say, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. In other words, it's going to get better and it's going to get better and it's going to get better. But number one, I got to start and understand my start cannot determine my future. Number two, my expectation goes beyond my encounter. Yes, I've encountered some things. I've encountered some good. I've encountered some not so good. I've encountered some failures. I've encountered some struggles. I've encountered some mistakes. I've encountered some bad choices and decisions. But guess what? In the midst of everything that has happened in your life, in my life, we got to keep our expectation on a level by which it goes beyond what we have encountered. Yes, that happened, but God is still faithful. The third thing that I found out is this. I have to trust, and this is very powerful, and then I'll close with Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. I have to trust in the sovereign God that allows the mystery of change. I have to trust in the sovereign God that allows the mystery of change. I have to let God write the script for my faith. I'm going to say that again. I have to allow and let the sovereign God has to write the script for my faith. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how he's testing me. I don't know how he's trying me. I don't know how he's tempting me. But I have to let him write the script. He knows what faith muscles you have and what you need the most. He knows what you need to do the most. He knows what needs to happen the most. You have to let him write the script. So that takes me over to this. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Wait a minute now. Job said, though thy beginning was small. Don't worry about how you start out. You got to believe that your latter end is going to greatly increase. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Like he's basically saying, I don't care how it starts out. Even if it started out good, it's still going to end up better. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. In other words, it's the will of God. It's the plan of God for my life to get better and better and better. And it says, and the patient in spirit, here's the key, is better than the proud in spirit. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what that really means? I'm going to read it again. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. The Bible says pride leads to destruction. It seems like Ecclesiastes is saying, the reason why it's going to get better is because you're going to be patient in spirit. In other words, it's going to get better because you're going to wait and trust on God. You're going to trust in God. You can't get proud. Sometimes I see people, this might be the only bomb I drop tonight. And I want to ask the question, why are you proud? What is there to be prideful for? Why are we arrogant? Why are we arrogant when we barely can even, some many cases, even take care of ourselves? Why are we prideful when we know you and I didn't even wake ourselves up this morning? It was the love, the grace, and the kindness. Why are we prideful when you didn't give yourself the gift? Why are we prideful and you can't anoint and I can't anoint anything? Many times people tell people, well, you're anointed. But sometimes really it's confusing because sometimes we've called people anointed when they're actually gifted. Because God does not anoint you to be prideful. I can tell whether or not people are really anointed, not when God used them, but how they act after God used it. Some people are not anointed to stay humble. Humility is nowhere in their vocabulary, or they'll reference the word, but their spirit contradicts everything about referencing the word. See, the better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. When people are prideful, they'll mistreat people as if though, you know, because they're on a certain level, they'll never need them. They think they've arrived. They think they're better. They think they're this. They think they're that. But they don't even understand your end is not going to get better with pride. Your end's going to get better with patience. And when patience comes, it brings humility. It brings the right posture. I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know why God wanted me to share with you on tonight this subject. But I come tonight to try to help direct your thinking towards this. It's going to get better than this. I'm not talking about waiting on another year to come in. I'm talking about changing my mind and my expectation to say, if God is allowing me to go through this, I know without a shadow of a doubt it's going to get better than this. I want you to say with me tonight, God has better for me. And it's going to manifest itself in my life. Not only does God have better for me, I expect better from me. Sometimes I think it's very important and very crucial for you to challenge you. What do you expect from you? What do you expect from you? Is the best, or is what you're showing all you feel like God has in you? The average person doesn't like to be challenged. I was raised up in a household where, you know, don't let the compliments get you comfortable. Because, see, compliments get people comfortable. And then the other thing that makes people comfortable is when they begin to measure themselves by someone who has, in often cases, less ability. Who are you measuring yourself by? Not competing, but who causes you to look up? Because, see, when you hang around mentors and when you hang around other people who want more for you or who expect more from you, you can't resent them. Because let me tell you something that I found out. When someone really sees something in you, they'll challenge your creativity. When they know it's more to you than what you're showing, they don't care if you get frustrated with them. I know I don't. Sometimes people I know, they're, oh, you're so hard. It's not hard. It's just the fact that I know what I see. I see greater, so we expect greater. We will not go down the road all of our life down the channels of compromise. I don't get along with mediocrity. I don't get along with that will do. We're now in one of the greatest years of change in American history. Not only in American history, but world history. There has been nothing that has hit the world like this. Hollywood's been hit. Basketball's been hit, football's been hit, baseball's been hit, soccer's been hit, tennis's been hit, the Olympics have been hit, Hollywood has been hit, golf has been hit, sports has been hit, the educational system has been hit, the judicial system has been hit, the political system has been hit, the prison system has been hit, communities and neighborhoods have been hit. The cruise line industry has been hit. The job market has been hit. The banking world has been hit. The retail world has been hit. Manufacturing has been hit. The medical world has been hit. Hospitals have been hit. Hospice has been hit. Shelters and places have been hit. The world has been hit. The cruise lines and airlines and transportation has been hit. Food prices have been hit. Items have been hit. The only thing that has not been hit is God. I say, what do you mean by that? I mean that He's the only wise God, our Savior. He's glory and majesty. He's dominion and power, both now and forever. I want to say something personal, and I'll close this down. I don't want God to become disappointed in my expectation, as if though what he has allowed means he has forfeited me supernatural miracles, or I now have to resort to other ways and means to survive other than trusting him and depending upon his strategy. This is the year that my expectation, my ability, my mindset, my creativity can come out as its highest form. Even our children in the educational system, they got to learn another way. Their mind has to be expanded. It's just changing because God is preparing us for it to get better than this. I'll repeat them again. My start cannot determine my future. My expectation has to go beyond my encounter. And last but certainly not least, I have to trust a sovereign God that allows the mystery of change, understanding this, that though my beginning was small, yet my latter end is going to greatly increase, because better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I must be patient in spirit, because I'll be better, and I cannot allow pride to take over my spirit. And with that being said, God, we trust you. We believe you. And God, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your grace. For your God and your good, and you're worthy to be praised. We decree and we declare tonight that it's going to get better than this. We don't even know all what better is, but we know this is not final. I decree that the supernatural will be released. I decree that blessings will come from the north, south, east, and west. Favor will come from the north, south, east, and west. Miracles will come from the north, south, east, and west. We decree and we declare for wisdom, for guidance, for direction, and for protection. Cover our country, cover our nation, cover our world, cover our leadership, cover our families, cover our households. Give us a greater anointing for creativity, a greater anointing for victory. Give us the power to excel. Give us the spirit of success, the spirit of favor, spirit of new and better ideas. We thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless your holy name. We decree and we declare that it's already done. We're thankful that it's already fixed. What the devil meant for evil, God, we turn it for your good, and we're thankful that it's already done. Let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered. We thank you for healing. We thank you for victory. And we thank you for favor. Save those that are lost, those that have no hope, those that feel hopeless, those that feel helpless, those that are broken, no energy, no hope. I pray that you give them peace. And we thank you for it being done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to be blessed. I want you to say this, that it gets better than this. Trust in God, believe in God, that all is well. I want you to be safe. I want you to be wise. Consult God and keep saying all week and for the rest of this year, no matter how good it's gotten, just say this, it's going to get better than this. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. It's Pastor Jonathan.